Psychology says that just gazing and staring at an infant at an early age allows them to feel stable and loved and affectionate. Psychology says today that just touching and caressing a baby in the early stages sets an adult even up for life, for being loving and touching and caring with the people that they come across in their life. The idea here is that early on, you set the tone there with love and affection, and that down the road, it'll pay off for an adult once they get older. So when I heard that, I read that information. When we had our kids, I made sure to have what they call tummy time with my kids, so they could know that they were loved and adored, and they could have skin-to-skin contact and know that they had affection. Well, in a funny way, you see, David had that love earlier on in his life. He received chesed from a man named Jonathan. In this way, Jonathan, you see, had the claim to the throne. He was the next in line to King Saul. David really didn't deserve any love and affection from anyone. In fact, Jonathan should have viewed David as a threat to the throne. And Jonathan, what Jonathan did was this. Jonathan promised to protect and care for David no matter what would happen. And there's no doubt in my mind, the reason why David, and it says it in the text, the reason why David loved his enemy Mephibosheth was because David had received chesed from Jonathan a long time before. He had an abundance of love early on. How can we love our enemies? Here it is. The person that takes that last chocolate bar, the guy that buys all the toilet paper, whoever it is, the guy that you were just thinking about or the lady that you were just thinking about this morning, it doesn't happen by just trying harder. Tons of books say just try harder. Doesn't happen that way. Here's how it happens. Do you realize that you were deeply loved by Jesus in an undeserved way? You were brought into his kingdom, and you were called a daughter and a son of the King in the waters of baptism. Baptism is not just a rite to go through, something that you just do because that's what the church does. No, baptism is loving someone immensely into the kingdom, letting them know that they've been loved deeply. And then again today we're receiving the body and blood of Jesus. And you see what's happening in this moment is the same thing that happened to Mephibosheth. Jesus is saying to you, my friends, there is room at the table for you. You can always eat at my table. Everything that I have is yours. Loving your enemies will never happen by just trying harder. Loving our enemies happens by knowing how deeply loved we have been by Jesus. Strengthened, then we're able to do it. We all are living in a time in which the threat of just living by survival mode is an option. It's a way to live. To be that person that buys the last toilet paper, to be the person that unwraps the chocolate bars and just eats it for ourselves, that's not a way to live, though. That's a reaction way to live life. That's not the best way to live life. We can live another way. Jesus said this, John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come so that you may live life and you may live it abundantly. And when we have that perspective that we are living in abundance, not that we're living in scarcity, but we're living in the abundance of the love of the King, we can share. Knowing that we have so much, we can serve. Knowing that we have been loved so much, we can care for others. Knowing that we have been loved so much, we can even support our enemies and pray for them. That's how it's done. So is there a Mephibosheth in your life? Is there someone that's an enemy that you need to pray for and care for them? Think about that person, and let's offer a prayer here as we close out this message. Dear Heavenly Father, today we thank you for the encouragement that that you have first loved us. You poured out your love upon us in the waters of baptism, brought us into your kingdom. There's no doubt about it. We are your sons and your daughters. Lord, today we think about those people that are difficult in our own lives, perhaps even people that are natural enemies for all sorts of reasons. Lord, help us to see that we're living in so much abundance that we can love them too. always keep it close to our hearts that we are your children, that we are your daughters and your sons. In Jesus' name, amen.